producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. And if for some reason you can't call, either because you're terminally shy, don't do that, though. I mean, you can use some other name, so no one will ever know it's you. Right? And you're among friends. Anybody who calls or listens is basically of the same ilk. It's the question I used to have to answer with my clients. They said, well, what if somebody sees me in the office? And I said, well, they're here for the same reason you are, so presumably... I know there are therapists who have different doors, that you come in one door and you leave from another. I never had that many doors. Besides, you know, I think that keeping things secret is a way... I'm not much of a fan of secrets, as you know. I think that you only tell secrets that are going to make people feel good, not bad. That if you've done something really stupid, you don't make it somebody else's problem by confessing to them and then making them either punish you, at which point you can say, well, I was only being truthful, or you got away with it because they say, well, okay. So, I basically am of the ilk that more or less you'll live your life so you don't have to keep secrets, except surprise parties. And even that, I told the story before, my daughter is... so sort of attuned to who I am as a mom that one year I had a surprise party for her, which of course she figured out the first one. The second one I think she was a little suspicious about, but the third one she never saw coming. Yes, it was all the same birthday. Man, did she get a lot of loot. I think she wasn't sneaky enough or young enough to figure out if she pretended that she didn't know about this. Well, I guess maybe she was... I was going to say, this is the chess game of raising my daughter. I was going to say, if she was really smart, she would have pretended she didn't understand about the first surprise party. But that's not true, because there would have only been one, right? So she was smart enough to kind of checkmate me, right? She knew about the first, suspected the second, so she actually got the third. Three parties. One was for her friends, one was for the neighbor, and one was for my friends. Guess where she got the best loot? Yeah. So, what did that have to do with anything? Secrets, I guess. Secrets. I thought we'd talk a little bit just because we got that somehow talking about alcoholism and drug use and abuse in general seems to have sort of touched a sore point with a number of people. So I thought we'd talk about that a little bit today. I thought I'd talk about something that actually it's kind of a slow news day because the lead story is that a kid in Washington State had a party when his parents were out of town, and the party got out of hand, so he called the cops. I mean, we all did that. If we were stupid enough to have a party when our parents weren't there, and everybody showed up with other friends and spiked punch and whatever, you called the cops. Right? Because it was a lot better than having to deal with your parents. Right? Say, well, Mom, it got out of hand. And most of us learned that the idea of having a party when our parents were out of town seemed like a better idea than it was. Having an adult presence is not necessarily a terrible idea, especially if you have parents who just kind of sort of haunt the place rather than helicopter it. Right? We talked a little bit about Mean Girls yesterday, the Tina Fey movie that was based on an article, and and that had come out of a discussion of rejection in middle school. And sure enough, I have a friend who was having his 103rd birthday party last night. I know we also were talking about people who were living in their hundreds. Scott is actually not, I think, 103. Doesn't look a day over 99. I think Scott is probably, I shouldn't actually Google him, I would guess Scott is in his mid-60s. Ooh, I hope that's right, because if he's listening, I'm in trouble if he's younger than that. And apparently he had a birthday party 3 years ago saying he felt like he was 100. So he continued the tradition, and because he's kind of one of those... I've talked about him before. He's somebody I've known for a long time in New York. I know both he and his wife, Barbara. And I know that he puts on things at Town Hall. He puts on Broadway by the Year, and he puts Broadway Unplugged, which is people singing without microphones. And he does all this kind of stuff. He's very heavy into the cabaret scene, and he produces a lot of stuff. But that's not what I cover. And especially when I first came to New York, cabaret was still in places where people smoked, so I didn't cover it at all because it would wreck my eyes and my hair smelled like smoke. And covering movies and theater and doing my day job was enough. But every once in a while he'd say, you know, will you come to this? And I finally sort of ended up coming to one. And I was like his little aunt or something. I was so proud of him because he got up on the stage in his tux and he told little jokes. And because I'd known him as a friend, I had really never seen him perform. And so that was a really, you know, it was a fun kind of thing. And he had, as I said, his 103rd birthday last night, so how could I not go? And it's a place that I talked about before because, again, it's so far out of my usual haunt. It's called 54 Below, which is at Studio 54, which is not the same as when Bianca Jagger walked in or rode in on a horse, naked, I guess, and all the drugs in the basement and whatever. But the space that apparently was the den of iniquity is underneath. A cabaret is now playing at Studio 54, which, if you haven't seen Alan Cummings doing it, you should go see it. He's great. But Below is a space that was kind of reclaimed a couple of years ago. And it's a place where, like on Monday nights, Broadway stars go and unwind. There's a piano, and they sort of get up, and it's a very small, nice venue, and it's got little banquettes, so it felt very Hollywood in the 40s. And there's this woman who I didn't know anything about, but it was wonderful, wrote and performed a song called Mean Girls. And she started off by talking about the fact that it was her two soul sisters were Madeline Albright and Tina Fey. I know, it doesn't exactly compute. And she said Tina Fey because she wrote Bossy Pants. I think she probably also knew something about Mean Girls, because hence the name of her song. And Madeline Albright said that she thought that there was a special place in hell reserved for women who didn't support other women. So, and she had this great song that's kind of a torch song about women with ponytails who, you know, would cut you down. And it was really great. I'd love to get the words from it. But so that was kind of fun. And then there was a young woman who sang about Queens and the fact that Queens had nothing to do with royalty, and that's where she was from. And then John Bolton, who has become one of my new favorite Broadway stars because he was in Christmas Story, which I love. I've seen it, I think, every Christmas since it's been here. And my daughter and I watched the movie, the one with You'll Shoot Your Eye Out with Your BB Gun. And he did two silly songs, one of which he did Oklahoma in Japanese, German, and Italian, because apparently he'd filled in on the road company for Oklahoma in all of those countries. So it was just fun. If you get a chance, it's called 54 Below, and it's underneath Studio 54. And it's a very reasonably priced kind of supper club-ish kind of thing, or after theater kind of thing. They have, I think, a fairly modest cover charge, and then like a two-drink minimum, and they have like hamburgers and, you know, and split pieces, but the food is actually pretty good. So it was such an unusual thing. Plus, how many 103 birthday parties do you get to go to? Not many. Not only as a guest, but, you know, with any luck at all, maybe as as the star birthday girl at some point. I'm gonna give it a shot at least 100. Don't you think that's sort of a nice round number? It's not how old I want to be. It's just I want to be fantastic, which also gets me to this. We're doing Advanced Style as the It's Broken, It's Fix It part of the program today. So believe it or not, without even trying, I've come nearly full circle. How cool is that? Are you proud of me? You should be. All right. So your phone calls, 855-99-37569, 855-99-Dr. Joy, are always welcome. As I mentioned, we'll have a slightly shorter time to talk today just because we're going to do It's Broken, Let's Fix It at the end of the program, the last half hour of the program. So if you need to chat with me, call me early. All right, 855-99-37569. I think when we come back, we've just gotten such heartfelt response about that whole issue of alcohol, which we've seemed to have delved into much more deeply than even usual on this program this week. So I thought we'd do a little bit about that. And again, whatever it is that's on your mind is what we talk about around here. 855-99-DR-JOY. I don't hear anything, James, but I assume that somewhere... Pardon? There we go. Alrighty, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Absolutely. That's specific, accurate information. 855-993-7569. So when I came in today, James said, wow, we've got this email that, you know, I really need to share with you. I said, all right, so lay the email on me.
All right, this is just, wow. It kind of goes in with our drug and alcohol related one. This one, it's from Margaret. I'm in recovery from drug and alcohol and have been for about 12 years. I'm a single mom.
Okay, James, I need you to speak up, just like the callers.
Okay. I'll bring myself up even more. So she's been in recovery for drug and alcohol for about 12 years. She's a single mom and a stand-up comic with a day job. She recently, as of 2 days ago, has been out of a relationship with a man she loves with all of her heart. He seems to have a cycle of about every 3 to 6 months where he'll react to something she has done and breaks it off with her, only to be contacted by him again 1 to 2 weeks later, saying how much he misses her. So she forgives him, and he seems to do the same. However, he holds on to all of her faults, and for the next 3 to 6 months, it happens again, and he throws it all in her face like a ton of bricks.
So why are we with this dude?
That's what we're trying to figure out. That's wild. This guy, this individual has spent over a decade in the Navy, and she suspects he has some PTSD. But it has gone undiagnosed because leading up to those events, when they did occur, he had many of the symptoms of PTSD. Doesn't have
you know, listen, let me stop you before we go on further. Margaret, listen, you don't ever want to be a therapist in your personal life. Trust me, as one who actually is a therapist, who actually has the credentials to be a therapist. You can't do it in your personal life. It's a very powerful position, but it's not something that will work in interpersonal relationships. And as I said, I actually have the skills, the knowledge, the background, and the experience. I wouldn't do it. So presumably you have none of the above, so don't do it. Whether he has PT, post-traumatic stress disorder or not, it's not up for you to diagnose. What you need to focus on is you're in this pattern that it sounds like both of you are drama queens to a certain extent. I mean, you're a stand-up comedian, and so you love the spotlight. And maybe when he gets tired of you getting most of the attention or most of the spotlight or whoever, you know, whatever the dynamic is, then he pulls his number. But the issue is not who is needier or who is nuttier. The issue is, does this relationship work? And it sounds like it doesn't. Keep going.
All right, so she tries... you know, she tries to repair the rift, but he still declares that they have no future to ever be married, and he's been so frustrated that he's verbally said some pretty terrible things. She's not sure if the relationship is finished, because when this happens, there's often a time frame when he contacts her and says misses her, loves her, you know, all that stuff. If the relationship is salvaged, how do I... help with what she is calling the PTSD cycle, which said...
Margaret, listen to me. You need to make a list of all the positives and all the negatives in this. Because I think you're in love with the idea of being in love. It sounds like this relationship is not very functional. That there's a finite amount of time where that it'll more or less work. And during that time, my guess is you're holding your breath the entire time, just waiting until he blows up again. That he's had a very different structured kind of life. Your life is very unstructured. It sounds like you've got kids, you've got a day job, you've got your own dependency issues, and you're a stand-up. So I'm not sure when you actually see each other. But I think you need to look at what you're really looking for and whether he meets any of those needs other than just a warm body every once in a while. And as I said, it does seem to me that both of you are somewhat drama queens, that when you're not getting the attention you want, you just sort of blow things up. That's a very expensive way to run a relationship. So rather than treating his post-traumatic stress disorder, yeah, you're not going to be able to do that. You need to look at your own life and see what it is that he offers you that's valuable and at what price you're paying for that and whether it's really worth it. And if I were you, what I would do is not see him for a while. And you don't have to wait till precipitates. All I could get was participate, which is not quite right. Till he precipitates the next crisis, because then if he made it, he can make it go away. So don't do that. Just say to him, look, I'll love you till the day I die, but like Tina says, what's love got to do with it? The two of us do not function very well together. The most we've ever been able to put together is 6 months, and during the first part of that 6 months after a breakup, both of us are holding our breath, and the last couple of weeks before the breakup, I'm holding my breath. This isn't workable. This isn't, you know, we're both getting to the point where we're grown-ups, and maybe we need to find people with whom there's less drama. And maybe we could just be friends, or maybe not even that. But let's take 6 months off without a precipitating trauma and just see where both of us are and not be in touch with one another. And you deal with whatever your demons are. I'll deal with whatever my demons are. But our demons are personal. They're not necessarily something we're going to deal with together, especially in this context where the two of you sound like you have a six-month relationship that's just been played out over a very long period of time. You never get any farther than that. And whenever you break up, you just have to go back to the beginning. And that's not a very profitable relationship unless both of you are just so addicted to the drama that's the value both of you have to one another. But I would suggest as you get a little older, you may want to mature beyond that. It's just a very expensive way to run the relationship. And I don't know, hopefully your kids are grown up and are not as affected by this as if they're younger kids, and hopefully you're not living together and putting them in that kind of situation. But you need to sit and not figure out how to treat him, but why it is that you're staying in this relationship with somebody who blows it out of the water every, you know, at least a couple times a year, who says terrible things to you. And, you know, as I said, wrapping yourself in the L word and saying, yeah, but I love him. I mean, you know, if you won the lottery tomorrow, would you go or would you stay? Brad Pitt's not married, so that doesn't work. I don't know, if somebody adorable showed up on your doorstep and said, hey, you know, would you like to go out for dinner? I mean, look at what you want, not what he offers, but what you want, because I don't think you're doing that. And it also sounds like you're one of those people who keeps a lot of things going, which is not necessarily bad, but if you're using it so you don't have to really focus on what's going on with you, about feeling lonely or feeling insecure or whatever it is that you're feeling, because what you describe is a woman who's spinning plates, and he just every once in a while will stop the spinning and watch them crash down around your head. But you need to make sure that that's not part of the protocol for you. And then I go and lick my wounds, and then we start. It sounds exhausting, and all I'm doing is hearing James read about it. If you're living it, my guess is that may be part of what you're doing as an alternative to drinking, of making sure that your life has some nonsense in it. Because quite often, as you know, people who are abusing drugs, whether it's alcohol or cocaine or anything else, are doing it because their life doesn't work for them. I mean, in theory, if your life feels great, why would you use something that's going to change your reality, right? You're not. Your reality is terrific. So that's what you're going to stay with. But if your life isn't, it sounds to me that you may have substituted this dude in some ways for the excitement and the crashing and the highs and the lows of alcohol. And I would suggest you not do that, because while it's easier on your liver, it's going to be awfully hard on your heart. All right. If I've misinterpreted this, or there's something you want to share with me, that's why it's always a good idea. I mean, I appreciate your email, and I always appreciate you guys taking the time to type to me. But talking to me means I can fill in more of the blanks for both of us. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea. Monty, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. How's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing, Monty?
All right. Just having a little issue with my first son, toddler phase.
Okay, how old is he?
He's almost 21 months, so we're approaching the two-year mark.
Okay.
And I know you've talked about the every two-year transition that kids go through.
Yep.
But my number one issue right now is at daycare. He's usually a pretty, you know, easygoing kid, gets along with a bunch of different kids, not much of a hitter or a biter or a pusher. But this one kid in particular who's a I think maybe 4 months younger than him. For some reason, he likes to push this kid down, not over a toy or anything. Just, I mean, my wife has talked about dropping him off at daycare, and he pretty much beelines for this one kid in particular and pushes him down.
How does the other kid respond?
I don't know.
Does the other kid cry?
As far as I know, the other kid, I haven't really heard of much of a response, as far as the other kid, freaking out or anything.
Has the teacher said anything?
The teacher said, you know, all the kids, go through phases and things like that, and sometimes they'll push, sometimes they won't. She said usually she'll, take them aside, tell them to say sorry, that we don't push other kids, things of that nature.
Well, but has she complained about your son?
No. She said, kids do it, it happens.
So she's not very worried about it. Do you have, you mentioned your first son.
It's our first kid.
Sure,
We're probably more worried about it than we should be.
Well, not necessarily. Do you have other children?
No.
Okay. Here's what I do. First of all, it's hard to know what exactly is going on because kids at this age are probably not terribly verbal, and they're still not very socialized. So it may be, believe it or not, that he actually likes this kid, and the kid likes him, and that's just how they communicate, that they hug or that they push or whatever. So on the one hand, I wouldn't be unduly charged about it. On the other hand, as your kid gets bigger, we don't want him. This is a behavior. This is why parents are assigned to children, not because they're evil, but because they are uncivilized, and we need to civilize them. So I would just say, listen, and you might give him a shove and say, it doesn't feel very good when somebody makes you fall down, because it can feel kind of scary. So I'll tell you what. And you can just show him that. I mean, just say, look, you're not going to like it if we push you, because then you're going to fall down. He may think it's fun, which means you may have to push him a little harder, make sure there are no sharp objects. But you can just point out to him it's not fun, falling down doesn't feel good, and somebody could hurt their head, and you don't want to hurt anybody. So maybe you could shake hands with him, or maybe you could show him how to do, I don't know, a fist bump sounds a little iffy with kids who aren't very coordinated, but that maybe you could go and do, a finger tap or something to say hi to him rather than shoving him. Because it just may be that your kid's a little overly exuberant. But I would point out that it doesn't feel very good when somebody pushes you down. And I would show him by being pushed down, and you could hurt yourself and then you're falling. And then I would say to him, every day where you don't push him, we'll go to the store and we'll buy some gold stars, and you can put a gold star on the chart. And when you get 3 gold stars, then you get to watch a video or you get to stay up late or whatever. So I would just start, because what we're trying to do is a bunch of things here. I'm probably not overly concerned about pushing, except it is physically aggressive, and that as your kid gets bigger, especially if he's going to be a big kid, and we don't stop it now, it's going to be much more difficult, and God forbid he actually hurts somebody, that he pushes the kid down and the kid bangs his head. So let's get rid of this behavior. It's not helpful. It may not be awful, but it's never good. So let's get rid of it.
We've tried talking to him about
it won't work. You're gonna have to shove him. Understand, this is a very, very young child, and it's one of the things that I get criticized for the most, and I still maintain it, that it's actually called pica, that kids actually experience the world through their mouth. They bite things, which is why kids this age are so prone to poison themselves. So parents need to be aware of it, but at some point it's very likely that your kid or somebody else's kid will bite. And the only way to explain to a kid not to bite, you can say don't do it, doesn't make any difference. You bite them. And it doesn't mean that you have to get to the bone or draw blood, but you have to point out it hurts, and we don't hurt other people. And if you bite somebody, I'm going to bite you. And so the obvious syllogism for a not yet 2-year-old is pushing somebody hurts. And it can hurt them a lot, so we don't push because we don't hurt somebody because this is how it feels. And then he understands it. The words mean nothing to him. Kids speak a language much better than they understand it. So, and then we give him rewards for not doing that behavior, and we give him some other way of behaving around that child. And then you set up a pattern, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Yeah, because, we've told him to be gentle.
No, he doesn't know what gentle means.
He starts petting the air, he'll associate this kid's name with that. Like, we'll say James, and he'll say James, and he'll go gentle, and he'll start petting the air. Seems when he's away from James the air and in front of James the person, it's a whole different game.
Well, that may be that mommy needs to point out James there, but I'd still give him a shove. I'd make sure that there's nothing around that he's really going to hurt himself. Because he doesn't, look, you're assuming he understands your words. And he clearly doesn't.
Right.
He does not associate James and petting the air makes some sense when he's around mom. He's not making the association that this is James and this is what petting the air actually means. He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
He's just too young. He's not stupid.
Yeah,
he's just a baby.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we're going to show him, and then we'll show how to pet nicely to James, and we get him a gold star maybe even there. Maybe when mom goes and drops him off, we go find James. He shows how to be gentle with James. He does gentle with James, and we give him a gold star at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
All right, Maya, you get the gold star for today, too. And I'm not going to show
all right,
you. Well, just a little. You're welcome. All right, so a number of points here. First of all, you know, this sort of reminds me, except in a much more benign way, of what was it, Reggie Bush's comment that disciplining a one-year-old and so the bruises don't show. Ah, first of all, you don't hit one-year-olds under any circumstances, period, the end, that's all. I'm not sure you should hit anybody under any circumstances ever, but that is at least something that... in theory, you could discuss when you're talking about, when I put a time limit, I want to say, what, is it okay to hit a 5-year-old? Is it okay to hit a 10-year-old? Is it okay to hit a 20-year-old? That's called assault when you hit a 20-year-old. So, I mean, there are certainly better ways to parent. And again, most of us were spanked as children. And I know everybody makes the argument, well, I turned out okay. Well, just think of how well you would have turned out if somebody had hit you. At any rate, but you need to understand the mental set of the child that you're dealing with and understand that basically children would rather be praised than punished and they'd rather be punished than ignored. So the best way to deal with negative behavior is twofold. First of all, to ignore the negative behavior, but you can't just ignore the negative behavior because it leaves a void and the kid will escalate and kids have more, their time means nothing to them. So sooner or later, you'll very likely get caught if all you're doing is ignoring. But if in addition you fill in that void with the behavior that you do want, and you could hear in the phone call, of reinforcing it. And I'm a great fan of gold stars, and gold stars immediately following the behavior. And the younger the child, the more the immediacy really matters, because kids just don't abstract very well. They don't keep things in mind very well. I mean, they're really creatures of impulse, which is why they're assigned parents, so that they learn to deal with those impulses a little bit better. So the point being here that it makes a lot more sense to find other alternatives, to ignore the negative behavior and reinforce the daylights out of very specific positive behavior, so the kid gets the idea of, well, here's a way of not only getting daddy to smile at me and telling me what a good boy I am, but also to give me a gold star. And again, gold stars can then lead up to something great. Shouldn't be careful that it's not always food, that, you know, if you get 4 gold stars you get to go to Mickey D's, because you don't want your kid looking like the Goodyear blimp at some point, and food is an obvious way of reinforcing behavior, but there are again better ways and better alternatives. And that's the whole thing about parenting, is it really does require a little bit of thought, because kids are not very well aware of consequence. They're not really well, they don't have the experience to be able to project an experience or an event in the future and see what consequences are, and that's why they're assigned parents. Yay! But as parents, that's what we need to do. And it's not to say that we don't have really smart, manipulative kids sometimes, but still. All right, so 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. We'll finish up this hour with the comments about drugs and drug usage and the chaos that it creates in relationships. And then we'll go on to the relationship with him. We just got a huge number of responses of people who wanted to talk about the changing face of marriage. So I thought we'd do that as well. All right? 855-99-DR-JOY. This is also the day where we'll do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. So stay tuned. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is your money manager giving you safety and security? Wouldn't you like to make your money work harder for you? Then you should consider joining BillsGang.com, where thousands of individual investors have successfully profited.
This year I'm up 60% on my portfolio. Following your system has been fantastic.
fantastic. I've been with you for about a month and a half now, and I'm already up 7%.
I've been in the business for a long time, and you're really one of the best I've ever heard.
Well, I just want to let you know how great, what a great teacher you are.
For over a decade, PhilsGang.com's Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell have been teaching, coaching, and investing right along with all Phil's Gang members.
I want to thank Donnie for Market Wrap. I bought 2,500 shares of AUI and sold it this morning at $820 profit.
Why not join thousands of satisfied Phil's Gang customers today? Go to PhilsGang.com, PhilsGang.com, or call 877-600-4264. That's 877-600-4264. Call today.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. This is all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. All righty, so let's finish up with the effect. I don't mean to sound trivial about it, because I know it's a topic that we've dealt with in the past, and we'll deal with it in the future, because it is an ongoing issue in human beings' lives, and especially in American lives. So let us. This was a week where we got two nearly identical, two heartbreaking calls within 24 hours of relatively young women who were quite concerned about their husband's drinking behavior, especially as it related not only to the marriage, but more specifically to the children and the involvement with the children. And both women's reluctance to leave their children with the child's father because of his drinking behavior. And both of these were intact marriages, although they were certainly challenged marriages. And which is not to say that the only alcoholics are men, because that's not true, or that the only problems that ever come up are with in marriages. But it was just sort of remarkable that they were two heartbreaking, very similar calls within such a short period of time. So let's hear, James, what some of the Facebook response was.
Yeah, and a few of those spilled over as well, where we had Lori Ann, who said she's living it, hates it, and it's been slowly shutting her down for years because her spouse is an alcoholic.
Well, you know, the first thing I would say is get yourself to an Al-Anon meeting, because everybody there is in the same crummy boat, which is they love someone who has a drinking problem. And as you hear me talk about on the air all of the time, there are two issues, and they really need to be separated out. One is the drinking, and the other is the tolerance for the drinking, and they're not the same issue. Because you, as the person who is intolerant of the drinking, are not going to be able to have much effect on that person's drinking behavior. That's something only they can control, and they may give lip service to it. Seems the particularly appropriate pun. But they'll just get sneaky that it's their behavior and it's their choice to self-medicate. And as one of the callers pointed out this week, when she said to him, look, you just shut us out, he said, yeah, that's exactly why I do it. I just can't deal with the kids. So it's not an inaccurate perception, but assuming that somehow she's going to be able to change that behavior is unrealistic. What she needs to understand is what she can do and what she can't do. And you heard me say to both women, who neither of which are very happy with me, is this a treasonable offense? Is this something that you're willing to leave the marriage about? Because you need to know that going in. You don't need that to come spurting out in a moment of fury and then feel that, first of all, you sandbagged him, or that you really didn't mean it, but now you can't go back on it. You need to think through where you are in this and what you're willing to do. And granted, it's not nearly as much fun as contemplating where you're going on vacation. But in the long run, it's a lot more important. It's going to have a lot more impact on you and your kids and your marriage and your life. So think about what it is you want, not what you think you can get, not what you've tolerated in the past, not what you think you should have, but what you want and what you're willing to put on the line to get it. Because that's how we have to make decisions about every area of our life, but especially when it concerns somebody else's behavior.
And a lot of the others were shorter versions of that, but the other one that we got that was interesting was Ricardo, who said, I think it has affected how I see people who drink. I used to be a heavy drinker, and now every time I see somebody drink, I tend to be very judgmental. I immediately get turned off and or annoyed and walk away or stop seeing them.
Well, that's an interesting response, and my guess is that you probably have not been, that your recovery is relatively recent, because I think finding that middle ground is in any behavior is always difficult. And when you feel that you may be at risk for slipping back, it's much easier to literally divorce yourself from the situation of saying, well, that, you know, there but for the grace of God go I, so that person is weak or they're disgusting or whatever. And again, you know, I don't drink. I don't mind people drinking around me because everybody drinks more than I drink. I mind drunkenness, and I won't tolerate drunkenness because it's behavior out of control, and it's irresponsible, and it's rude. And, you know, who needs that? And the answer is, not I. There we go. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. All right, John, James, does that mean he has a question to ask me or to ask you?
It's more, well, he just wants to know where we're actually live and where we're
okay,
on.
Okay, well, let's put him on the air. I just couldn't tell whether you wanted him on the air or not.
Okay.
Dr. Joy, I would like to know, in New York City, you do not broadcast live. I catch your show at night, the repeat.
Right.
You know, 12 hours later at night.
Right.
What cities do you broadcast live?
Well, I mean, I actually do my program live in New York. I just, different stations carry it at different times of day, and it's actually, technically, it's not called repeated until it's actually aired once. It's called delayed broadcast because New York is hearing it for the first time on the overnights. But I actually work out of New York from noon to 3 Eastern. Different stations carry it, and you can go to drjoy.com. I'm not sure. We're just in the process of revising the station list because I just changed syndicators a couple of weeks ago, and so we have a whole bunch of new stations. Hopefully in the next week or so. Things always take a little longer than I expect them to. Yeah, you'll be able to find out where it's live. But I actually do. You're talking to me live now.
Correct.
And you can hear it tonight in a couple of...
I'm going to hear it tonight. 12 hours later, I'm going to hear the rebroadcast.
Well, it's actually 13 hours later because I do it from 12 to 3, from noon to 3, and then in New York it's heard from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., so it's actually 13 hours.
Correct. So I'm going to hear my own voice.
You're going to hear your own voice? How cool is that?
That's why I call. That's the reason.
Just to hear your own voice?
I hear my own voice 12 hours later. I wake up in the middle of the night. And
there you'll be.
Right, and you don't know all the different cities that you broadcast live. You don't have a list, huh?
Well, there will be one on the website, but there's about 150 stations. So
150 stations live.
Yeah. Well, no, 150 stations, of which I would say about... It's a good question about how many are live. I would say probably slightly more than half.
And this is all across the United States?
It is, and Canada, and Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing.
Pretty cool, huh?
That's millions of people, correct?
Yeah.
That's not thousands or 100,000. That's millions.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then we get the podcast. So, yeah. You guys keep me out of the pool halls. You know, you're great. I love doing it. Been doing it since dirt was invented. All righty?
Excited.
Well, John, enjoy hearing yourself. I mean, it's one of the things that I say. In fact, I think I actually cut a liner for WNYM that says, the time to listen is now. The time to call is from noon to 3. And that way, you can either get somebody near the radio or keep them away from the radio, depending on whether you want them to hear your call or not. So, yeah. And some of my stations carry me live and then delay that as well. So... Listen, I'm here for whatever works on your station, in your life, on your radio, on your podcast, on your iPhone. Willie, you get to start next hour with me, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-375-69. Now that you understand the logistics, you can call me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.